Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. The Apostolic Nunciature in Israel has sent a note to the Israeli Ministry for Foreign Affairs regarding a gay pride parade scheduled to take place in Jerusalem tomorrow, Friday the 10th of November. The note says it is clear that the gay parade scheduled to take place in Jerusalem will prove offensive to the great majority of Jews, Muslims, and Christians given the sacred character of the city of Jerusalem. The note continues to say the Apostolic Nunciature, therefore, is confident that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will exert all its influence to have the decision authorizing the parade in Jerusalem to be reconsidered as a mark of respect for the religious sentiments of all those who venerate the Holy City. In New York yesterday, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations, Archbishop Celestino Maggiore, addressed the third committee of the 61st session of the UN General Assembly. The Archbishop discussed the positive steps taken in recent years toward the fuller protection of refugees and internally displaced persons, and noted also that the international community still has much to do. The Archbishop says each person should be able to exercise the right to protection, guaranteed or restored, as already found in many international agreements. Archbishop Maggiore says a lasting solution to the problem of refugees and internally displaced persons will affect not only them, but by extension, will also have an impact upon the whole human family. The rights and dignity of our suffering fellow human beings are at stake, and as such they deserve no less than our highest consideration and our best efforts for their protection.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.